Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Greetings, friends, and welcome to The Bright Side, your nutritional program dedicated to the understanding of the vast world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. I am your host, Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado. I use nutritional supplements where other healthcare practitioners use toxic pharmaceutical drugs and sometimes deadly medical procedures. If you suspect that there are natural nutritional roads to your health and vitality and well-being and to addressing your health challenges, whatever they may be, but you don't know where to begin, you have come to the right place. As you listen to The Bright Side every day, you are more and more in control of your body, you are more and more knowledgeable, and you know you can overcome any health challenge. That is why we are here every day on The Bright Side, helping clear up the sometimes confusing world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Over the last 3 decades plus of practicing pharmacy, I have seen drug-free recoveries from diabetes, hypertension, obesity, skin diseases like psoriasis, eczema, rosacea, acne, digestive ailments, autoimmune issues of all kinds, recoveries that by the standards of modern medicine can only be called a miracle. But what is in the world of the body, what is in the world of biology, standard operating procedure. Because the human biological system is a healing and regenerating system. It's designed divinely to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. And while that may seem like a miracle to some folks, this renewing system is really nothing more than just the way the body works. Hey, good evening. Welcome, friends, to The Bright Side. I am Pharmacist Ben, and thanks for joining us on this Saturday evening. Our number, 844-236-6010, 844-236-6010. If you have questions, comments, success stories you'd like to share, if you just want to contribute to the conversation, health challenges you need help with, questions about supplementation, or specific things you may have heard about from the longevity business or on this radio program, we are here to help you. On The Bright Side, 844-236-6010. 844-236-6010 is our number. We'll get your calls in our second segment, and we've got a super interesting guest coming up at the bottom of the hour. Marianne Alda is an aging specialist. She's an advocate for the aging. She's a certified hypnotherapist and a former actress. Aging Shamelessly is her website. She's 75 years old, and she doesn't look or sound like a 75-year-old. We're really excited to speak to Marianne Alda. Aging Shamelessly is the title of her, is the name of her website. And she'll come up at the bottom of the hour. We'll get your calls in our next segment, 844-236-6010. And as we always do on The Bright Side, if you want to purchase longevity products, you can go to my websites, brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. You can purchase longevity products off the website. You can also sign up to join the Bright Side Ben team right off the website by clicking on the Join the Team link. If you want to get into the nutritional supplement field, if nutritional supplementation has helped you or your loved ones, if you're an entrepreneur and you like the entrepreneur lifestyle, you want to be your own boss, you want to make some money in a win-win business, the longevity business opportunity is for you. We can help you build your business. If that sounds intriguing, hit the Join the Team link at brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, my blog, or our news stories, videos, and blog post page at criticalhealthnews.com. All of the longevity products are up on all the websites. The Join the Team link is up on all the websites as well. Or if you prefer to speak to a real live human being, you can call 866-735-2470 for more information. 866-735-2470. All right, our number, 844-236-6010. We'll get your calls in our next segment and talk to Marianne Alda, and that's, by the way, A-A-L-D-A, actress and ageful evangelist. Marianne Alda was on Designing Women and a few other soap operas and daytime television shows. Now she is a speaker, and she talks about aging. She says, getting old is a bitch, but I'm going to wrestle that bitch to the ground. That's a quote from her website. Anyway, Marianne Alda, bottom of the hour, your calls next segment, 844-236-6010. I want to continue talking about this fabulously underappreciated and fabulously important molecule called histamine, which we've been talking about for the last few months. Most folks know about histamine because they know about antihistamines, but we really don't hear much about the molecule itself. From a chemistry perspective, histamine is an amine, histamine, which makes it similar, at least somewhat, to molecules like serotonin, which everybody's heard of, dopamine, epinephrine, and even melatonin. Speaking of melatonin, we're going to have a lot to say about melatonin here in some coming Bright Side episodes. Melatonin, most people know, is used for sleep as a sleep supplement. It gives you great dreams, but most people don't know that melatonin actually plays a very important role in strengthening the immune system. Did you know that melatonin can help you recover faster from viral infections, including COVID? There's a lot of really interesting literature about using melatonin for treating COVID and for treating long COVID. Of course, melatonin is a sleep aid, but it's also used for digestive health. Melatonin, taken in high doses, has been used to treat GERD, gastroesophageal reflux disease. And if you know a little chemistry, biochemistry, it makes sense a little bit, because serotonin, which is largely a digestive, or at least partially anyway, a digestive health hormone, and melatonin are very similar. They're both amines. And there's a lot of other amines, by the way, many of which are made by bacteria in the gut, in the intestine. There's one amine made by the intestinal microbiome, that is the population of bacteria that live in the intestine, called TMAO. This is a really, really fascinating amine. TMAO is found in high concentrations in seafood, in addition to being made by gut bacteria. When TMAO breaks down, it forms a particularly smelly molecule that is associated with spoiled fish. If you ever, and you should always be smelling your fish before you eat it. I had a really horrible experience with ingesting seafood that was not fresh, shall we say. And you don't want to go through that experience, let me tell you. You always want to smell your fish, even if it smells a tiny little bit rotten or spoiled. You don't want to be eating that fish. That smell is mostly, anyway, TMAO. TMAO is also produced, unfortunately, in some human beings who might find it a little bit difficult to socialize because they smell like rotting fish. It's actually called, this is no joke, if you have this condition, trimethylaminuria, you actually smell like rotten fish. It's called fish odor syndrome. And it's the result of an enzyme deficiency that causes this smelly derivative of TMAO called TMA to accumulate in your sweat and your urine and your breath. And as it gets released out of your body, it causes a fishy aroma. Not a good thing. Not a fishy or a rotten fishy aroma. Luckily, this condition is rare. There's no known cure, although, as with most health challenges, there's an important relationship between the microbiome and TMA, likely, which is the main source, of course, of TMAO. This amine molecule, similar to histamine and serotonin and melatonin, TMAO also plays a very important role in cardiovascular disease. And patients with heart health issues typically have elevated TMAO, thus the important link between the triangle of disease. As I've always said, underneath heart disease, underneath cancer, underneath autoimmunity, underneath neurological health challenges, underneath dementias, underneath any health challenge, you're going to find this triangle, specifically the first point of the triangle, which is the intestine. And so TMAO is associated with heart disease. TMAO is a byproduct of microbiome metabolism, and folks who have SIBO are typically going to have higher levels of TMAO. I remember a few years ago there was a study that connected eating eggs to heart disease, and I remember having to do a lot of splaining, because I'm a big proponent, as you know, of the incredible edible egg. I have been for many years, probably nature's most perfect food, and I was getting all kinds of questions about this study. How could you say eating eggs is a good thing? Look at this study. Apparently, people who eat a lot of eggs have higher rates of heart disease. Well, the study was an epidemiological study. It's basically a questionnaire where they ask people questions, and these researchers arrived at their anti-egg conclusion by asking patients what kind of foods they were eating, and they said, oh, well, it seems like people who have heart disease eat a lot of eggs. And so they attributed the supposed egg to heart disease link to a molecule, not cholesterol, which a lot of people think. They attributed it to a molecule called choline, C-H-O-L-I-N-E, choline. And as it turns out,
choline is converted in the liver to TMAO. This is what the researchers attributed the increased rates of heart disease in egg eaters to. We'll talk about that when we come back from our break. I'm Pharmacist Ben. 844-236-6010 is our number. You're listening to The Bright Side. We'll return right after this.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
All right, we
are back on the Bright Side. 844-236-6010 is our number. Hang tight. We'll get to you in just a moment. A couple more things I want to say about this really super cool amino or vitamin. Actually, it's a they call it a vitamin. It's kind of a weird vitamin. It's not like ordinary vitamins. Sometimes you'll see it considered to be one of the B vitamins. It really is not a vitamin, really, and it wasn't officially recognized as an essential nutrient until 1998. Nobody really knows how much of this stuff you need, but a lot of people are deficient in it. Apparently, it's a vitamin called choline. And you don't hear a lot about choline, probably because it wasn't really recognized as an official nutrient until 1998. Choline plays a lot of different roles in the body. It's part, of course, of the nerve chemical, neurotransmitter chemical, acetylcholine, which is very important for the relaxation nervous system and for learning. Folks who have dementias have issues with acetylcholine and possibly even choline. It's an important part of your cell membranes, an important part of how cells communicate with each other. It's an important part of the digestive system. It plays a lot of really important roles in the body. As it turns out, choline is converted into this TMAO stuff. And this is what, according to the study we were talking about before we went to break, that attributed or considered eggs to be associated with heart disease. TMAO is made from choline, so they figured, well, there's choline in eggs, which I think is a good thing because choline deficiency is very real. But they attributed eating a lot of eggs to choline. They said that the choline in eggs gets turned into TMAO, and that's the culprit in the increased incidence of heart problems in egg eaters. Unfortunately, a little examination shows that these researchers didn't know what the heck they were talking about. Turns out fish has equally high levels of choline as eggs, and fish eaters have higher levels of TMAO because they're eating a lot of choline, and fish is actually protective against heart disease. Bottom line is these guys didn't know what they're talking about, and eggs and fish are both foods that we all want to be enjoying. Unless you're a vegan, you can't eat eggs. If you're not, you want to be enjoying eggs, preferably raw, or at least soft-boiled or poached. And raw eggs don't taste bad. Everybody always turns up their nose when they hear me say raw eggs. Raw eggs are quite delicious, as long as they're mixed in with something. I wouldn't want to eat an egg raw just by itself. That's kind of slimy, but it does have a creaming effect. When you put it into a smoothie, it can be kind of delicious. So anyway, the bottom line is, while TMAO does appear to play a role in the development of heart disease, it's not from eggs. Eating choline is not really the problem. Eating eggs is not the problem. Elevated TMAO is dysbiosis. It's messed up gut bacteria, messed up microbiome. Remember, the bacteria are making amines. They're making histamine, and they're making TMAO, which is an amine, once again demonstrating the link between the intestine, i.e. the gut, and the microbiome and overall health and the primacy of the triangle of disease, the 3 points of bodily breakdown that underlie all chronic health challenges, including heart disease, the digestive system, the blood sugar system, and the adrenal thyroid complex. The thyroid is the jumping off point to all chronic degenerative diseases, the top of the triangle. And the best way to deal with TMAO is not to avoid eating eggs, but to use digestive health strategies that we've been talking about for the last few months. Working on SIBO. I'm talking about low FODMAPs diet, using your I-26 from longevity, using digestive enzymes, acidification strategies, bile salts, lecithin with your meals, making sure that you're regular. There's all kinds of ways that you can protect against this dysbiosis problem, staying away from problem foods, including gluten, but not only gluten. All right, we'll continue talking about histamine, another amine, another biogenic amine tomorrow on the Bright Side. Let's hit the phones, 844-236-6010, and look who it is. It's our old friend, Carl the Truth Raider. Where have you been hiding, Carl?
I've been hiding in plain sight.
Have you? Haven't heard from you in a while. How you feeling?
Well, still health? I've been trying to call you, but you've been pretty indisposed. You've been pretty busy. So
I'm a busy guy.
Call you during the show.
That's the way I like it.
I have to resort to call you on the show.
So what's going on?
Amino egg complex. How would you prescribe taking that? And then I have the Micro Essence.
Are you talking about hyperimmune egg?
Yeah, I believe so. It's
called I-26. Yeah, I-26. Yeah, that's a really interesting.
And I have another one.
Okay,
Nightly Essence as well. Both of those. How would you prescribe taking those two?
Okay, so first of all, let me tell you about hyperimmune egg. That is a egg powder that's derived from eggs that come from chickens
that are given inoculations to induce antibodies. So these antibodies come out in the eggs, and they come out in the egg powder, and you eat them, and you get extra antibodies to fight off bacteria that are in the intestine when you have SIBO, or small intestinal bacterial overgrowth. And this stuff, hyperimmune egg, has been used, for, I don't know, at least 30 years, 30 or 40 years, to help folks who have ulcers, who have viral infections that cause diarrhea and other conditions. They sometimes use it for cystic fibrosis patients. And I have seen some really incredible things with this hyperimmune egg. So for anybody who suspects histamine or SIBO or leaky gut or any intestinal issues, or if you just want to prevent them, it's a good idea to use a teaspoon or so of hyperimmune egg powder. It doesn't have much of a taste, but you can put it in your smoothie. I put mine in my smoothie every morning. And I don't necessarily have any digestive problems, but it's just a good way to boost, to support your immune system if you're dealing with IBS or ulcerative colitis or SIBO or any intestinal health problem that's associated with bacteria. Some folks who have egg problems will not be able to handle hyperimmune egg. So if you take your hyperimmune egg and you notice that you bloat or you have some kind of digestive discomfort, then there's a chance that you might have an egg problem, in which case you can't do hyperimmune egg. But other than that, it's a wonderful way to treat digestive health issues and to support the immune system. About a teaspoon a day, but you can't really overdose on it. So if you did 2 teaspoons a day, it wouldn't be the end of the world. Now, the medical model doesn't recognize, they say there's insufficient evidence, but I can tell you from my own personal experience, what I've seen in myself and what I've seen in other folks, there's some really, you can get some really good results for not just intestinal problems, but for secondary issues associated with the intestine, like autoimmune problems and arthritis and those kinds of things. And then your second question was on, what was your second question on nightly essence?
The nightly essence capsules, how much should I take per day,
you want to take
evening, or
two or you don't need to take them at night. I know they call them nightly essence, but you don't need to take them at night. Best to take them with a little bit of food. And one of my favorite things, a couple things I like about the nightly essence. Number one, it's got multiple strains of bacteria and a lot of them. There's many billions of units. I think there's 13 or 14 billion units per dose, per 2-capsule dose, I think it is. Could be wrong on the numbers there. I'm going by memory. But the coolest thing about the nightly essence, in addition to having the multiple strains of bacteria, is that it has this amazing enzyme in it called nattokinase. And nattokinase is a wonderful, wonderful blood-thinning enzyme, as you know from listening to me, if you remember anyway. I always talk about dirty blood. All disease is cell disease, but all cell disease is preceded by dirty blood. Once the blood becomes sticky and sludgy, it's difficult to oxygenate and nutriate tissues and difficult to detoxify, and that's really what causes chronic disease. Nattokinase is like a roto-rooter for your circulatory system. It cleans out sticky blood. It's also helpful for folks who are dealing with thromboses and worried about blood clots, or people who have atrial fibrillation or heart problems, which will induce or make them more susceptible to clots. It's just an amazing, wonderful enzyme, and it's a bonus. It's a bonus ingredient in the nightly essence. So I absolutely love that stuff, and I also love I-26. Hope that helps, Carl. Great to talk to you.
All right, we'll do that.
Thank you for your call.
Thanks.
Appreciate it, man. Take care. All right, that is it for this segment. We've got Marianne Alda coming up next. We're going to talk about shameless aging. You're listening to The Bright Side. I'm Pharmacist Ben.
For health and vitality for you, your family, and friends, get the Healthy Start Pack from Youngevity, as recommended by registered pharmacist Ben Fuchs.
If you're a junk food junkie, getting on the Healthy Start Pack is one of the best ways to wean yourself off of processed snack foods and start putting good nutrition in your body. If you have a loved one who's dealing with heart disease or any health challenge, the Healthy Start Pack makes a great gift. If you have a grandparent or a parent in a nursing home, you will be amazed at the difference a once-a-day dose of the Healthy Start Pack will make in your loved one's energy levels, in their memory, in their mood, and in their general outlook on life.
Give the gift of optimal health to your loved ones and order the Healthy Start Pack from Youngevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Order today.
U.S. USA News update. President Biden and the First Lady offered their condolences to the victims of the recent mass shooting in Lewiston, Maine this week. During their visit, they met with first responders, healthcare providers, and the affected families. The shooting at a bowling alley and restaurant resulted in the loss of 18 lives and injuries to 13 others. The Israel-Hamas conflict has entered its 29th day, and Secretary of State Antony Blinken, during his visit to Israel, called for a temporary ceasefire to secure the release of hostages. The death toll in the conflict has surpassed 10,000 people. Additionally, there are plans to allow for more foreigners and injured civilians to leave Gaza by crossing the border into Egypt. Americans are preparing for the end of daylight saving time this weekend. On Sunday, clocks in most states across the U.S. will be set back 1 hour. While not everyone is pleased with this change, efforts to eliminate the time change through legislation in Congress have yet to make any progress. Skip Kelly, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it, and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It's obvious. The unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
I'm Pharmacist Ben. We're on the air weekend evening, 6 p.m. Mountain Standard Time, and 24/7 on the archive page at brightsideben.com. You'll find a search box you can use if you miss a program or want to review a subject or share one with a friend. We've got 11 plus years of archived information at brightsideben.com. You'll also find the Ingevity products as well as a Join the Team link that you can click on if you want to start a home-based business. You can also go to my blog, pharmacistben.com, to order Ingevity products or to sign up to join the Brightside Ben team. And you can also go to our news stories, blog posts, and video page at criticalhealthnews.com if you want to order Ingevity products or be a part of the Brightside Ben team and help change the world with the power and importance of a good nutritional supplement program. If you prefer to speak to a real live human being, you can call 866-735-2470. Great business opportunity for entrepreneurs. If nutritional supplementation has helped you in your life and you want to pay it forward, or if you simply want to get your longevity products at the wholesale price, sign up to join the Brightside Ben team today. Call 866-735-2470 or hit the Join the Team link at brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. And don't forget to take a look at our Truth Skin Health products, all formulated in my compounding pharmacy, by moi, to help folks deal with prevention of post-surgical scarring or post-traumatic scarring, for eczema, for hyperpigmentation, melasma, dark spots, or just plain old anti-aging or dry skin. All our Truth Skin Health products are made without preservatives, fragrances, fillers, waxes, emulsifiers, surfactants, nothing your skin doesn't need, or silicone, I should say, nothing your skin doesn't need or doesn't want. Just 100% active and functional ingredients. Featuring lots and lots and lots of fat-soluble vitamin C, plant-derived minerals, retinol, fullerene, squalane, vitamin D, vitamin K. The good stuff, folks. We took out all the baloney, which make up 90-plus percent of skincare products, and replaced it with just transdermal ingredients and biogenic vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and fatty acids, and biogenic hyaluronic acid, sodium PCA, and sodium lactate. You can check out all our Truth Skin Health products at Truth Treatments with an S. TruthTreatments.com, TruthTreatments.com. All right, I am looking forward to speaking to our guest today, Mary Ann Alda. Her website, Mary Ann Alda in her prime.com, and that's AALDA, Mary Ann Alda. She's a former actress and soap opera star. She was on Designing Women, and now she's an advocate for aging. She calls it shamelessly aging, and if you could see a picture of Mary Ann Alda, you will be blown away. She is one beautiful 75-year-old woman. She calls aging her superpower. Please welcome to the Bright Side, Mary Ann Alda. Hello, Mary Ann.
Hi, Ben. It's nice to talk with you. And yes, aging is my superpower.
I mean, I love that.
I am so much more content with my life. I'm so less easily agitated over, you know, the small stuff. You know, they say don't sweat the small stuff. When you get older, you really realize that it's all small stuff. You don't want to waste the time.
That's awesome. And I love your T-shirt that you have on your website. You're not dead yet. That's great. I love that. I love that. So what would you tell your younger self? What would you tell 40-year-old Mary Ann Alda from the 75-year-old perspective?
I tell her, and I do sometimes tell her in my meditations, I talk to my younger self, and what I do is I thank my younger self for just persevering and to let that part of me know that it was all worth it. You know, I appreciate what my younger self went through, you know, unknowing, just kind of wandering around, but just knowing, just doing it anyway, not quitting, not giving up. And I am so great. As a matter of fact, let me share this with you. Kathleen Noon, who soap opera fans will know, was on All My Children, became a health and wellness life coach. Life coach, kind of a holistic shrink.
Oh, okay.
And she, and I took a workshop with her when she was working on her master's degree, and I was one of her beta subjects, I guess. And she did a technique. She had, there were four of us, and she said, you know, she did us, had us do a guided imagery and a progressive relaxation. And then she said, now, you're sitting in the middle of a circle. And all around you are concentric circles of you at different ages. And she said, just imagine, you know, see yourself at different ages of your life. Just sit in the circle, be still, and see which one comes to you and has a message for you now in your present self.
Oh, I love that.
Well, I had a dysfunctional childhood, in as much as I think my mother today would have been diagnosed as bipolar. I mean, she was sad and depressed and angry a lot of the time. And I think that's why I became an actress. I think that's why I became a hypnotherapist, because there was a part of me, as my mentor at the Hypnosis Motivation Institute said, I was a wounded healer. Well, and now I think of myself as just a healer. I've healed my wound, so I don't want to carry that baggage with me. But we can talk about that later. But anyway, I was sitting in the center of that circle, and what I fully expected, because I could see my four-year-old self, I recognized her from pictures of me at four, and she was coming towards me. And then what I fully expected was to see this sad little girl crying, and now, as my older self, I could embrace her and let her know it was going to be all right.
I love that.
I could now mother my inner child.
You know,
but that's not what happened.
Oh, that's not what happened.
What happened? No. I sat there in the middle of the circle with the expectation that she would be crying. Instead, she came running to me, jumped into my arms, threw her arms around me and said, oh, we got to be an actress.
That's amazing. So she was okay. The little girl was okay.
See, the little girl was okay, and she was grateful to me for fulfilling all of her childhood dreams.
What a great story. You know, I asked that question. I like to ask older folks, and I'm an older folk too, by the way, what you would say to your younger self. And I know what I would say to my younger self, and I know what and what most people say to their younger self is exactly what you kind of said, and that is you always want to tell your younger self that everything's going to be okay. And that's kind of how, you know, that's the gift of being older, is you see, you have enough experience to see that everything is going to be okay.
Right.
Isn't that the gift of, isn't that why older folks tend to have more poise and more grace under fire? Because we've seen so much. We know we're always, at the end of the day, we're usually okay. And I want to talk about how that relates to the health experience that you went through, the health challenge that you went through at a younger age. I'm Pharmacist Ben. We're talking to Marianne Alda. Her thing is aging shamelessly, and I absolutely love that. So inspiring, Marianne. Marianne Alda coming up, more with Marianne Alda coming up on The Bright Side right after this.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
It's obvious the unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What kind of help does the IRS have for identity theft victims?
If you suspect you're a victim of tax-related identity theft, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn how to prevent potential refund fraud and protect your tax account. At the IRS, combating tax-related identity theft is a top priority, and we are committed to prevention, detection, and assisting victims, and we're working with law enforcement to catch the criminals. For more info, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn what the IRS is doing to help protect you.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Back on the bright side, I'm Pharmacist Ben. We're talking to Marianne Alda. Her website is Marianne Alda in her prime, and she spells her name MarianneAlda. Marianne Alda. So it's an interesting way of spelling that. Marianne, website MarianneAldaInHerPrime.com. So Marianne, when you were younger, you had uterine cancer, so you're a uterine cancer survivor. How does your take on aging, on shameless aging, how does it derive, or how is it the result of what you faced, this life-threatening situation that you faced?
Well, I was diagnosed with uterine cancer when I was 67. And, no, 66. And I'm a very healthy person. I exercise, I eat right, I try to stay positive and optimistic and motivated. And so when I was diagnosed with uterine cancer, it came as a shock to me, like, what? How did that happen? So the first thing I did was I went into meditation, and I asked my body, because the body has its own intelligence, I asked my body, what is it that I needed to know? It's like, why this cancer? What is the message in it for me? Why? And the message that I got was that I was more compassionate and understanding of other people than I was with myself. And my body was reacting. My body was angry with me.
Needed a little loving. Your body needed a little love.
Yes.
Interesting.
Right, for not giving it, yes, for not giving it the attention, you know, and for being forgiving of other people, for recognizing that we're human and being very forgiving of other people, but being very unforgiving of myself.
Oh, my gosh. That seems to be, that's kind of a thing. Why are we so gentle with other people relative to ourselves, compared to ourselves, do you think?
I don't know. Maybe it was Catholic school.
Okay, our upbringing. All right, fair enough. Our upbringing.
Upbringing?
Yeah.
Right.
It seems like we talk to ourselves in ways that we would never talk to somebody else, but where it's okay to talk to ourselves that way.
Absolutely. And I also think that when you have a parent who is depressed, you become very attuned to their needs. You know, as a child, it made me sad to me, my mother said, to see my mother sad. So I would do everything that I could to make her happy. And if I didn't, then I felt that I had failed. And of course, I was going to take that out on me. Also, I do believe some of it has to do with my parents grew up in the Jim Crow South. I'm African American. And my father would say to me, because you're a little colored girl, because that's what we were called back in the 50s, you're going to have to work 10 times as hard as those other folks. But I know you can do it because you're my daughter. So I think there was always an expectation of having to succeed, of having to excel, of having to be more than just to be equal to.
Like you weren't okay. On some level, you weren't okay. That you had to work extra hard to be okay. Is that right?
Right. Right. I had to work extra hard to be recognized as worthy. And if I didn't, I'll give you an example of something that happened to me in high school. In high school, and I was always very much an overachiever. You know, I got good grades in school. You know, I was the ideal daughter. I was the ideal wife. I was the ideal student. I was the ideal for everybody, but I wasn't that good to myself. And I remember when I was in high school, there was a performance dance team that performed during the half times on the football games and the basketball games. And it was sort of like the Laker girls. And it was the first year that they were going to implement this team. And I went to a predominantly white school, and I had always taken dance lessons. And when it came time to audition, suddenly my brain kind of froze, and I forgot the choreography, and so I didn't make the team. And I remember running into this guy in the hallway, and he said to me, "You let us down."
Oh wow!
I was basically carrying the weight of all the black students in my high school my shoulders. He told me, "You let us down."
How did that feel?
And, it felt terrible. And I think that had to do with, you know, it's like, well, I can't do it just for me. I have to do it because I am a representative of. And I think that took a heavy burden, placed a heavy burden on my shoulders at a very young age. And I don't, I have cast off that burden.
So you didn't clear it up, though, until you were in your 60s.
Right, right. Oh, no, yeah. I mean, I kept, and I, as a matter of fact, when you introduced me, as a former actress. I am still an actress. And I, as a matter of fact, I have a recurring role in the 8th season of The Bay, a soap opera that's on NBC Peacock. I have a recurring role as Violet Gibbons.
Nice.
I just finished a movie with Eric Roberts.
Kidding.
I play a matriarch of a media company, and he's trying to steal my business from me.
No kidding.
So it's called Spawn.
Say it's called Spawn.
What,
Marianne, called Spawn, S-P-A-W-N?
And it's double meaning because it's the spawns, the offspring of, and also pawns, because the next generation are pawns. I play such a horrid, despicable character. Are pawns, you know, because for me, it's about the business.
Wow.
It's fascinating playing this character because she's so dark. And it's so not like me, but I understand her because she's living under the expectations that her father put on her. So.
Does your vision of aging and your spiritual vision and your vision of living a good life, does that play into being an actress at all? Does that relate to being an actress? Does your acting style or acting vision have anything to do with your personal vision?
You know, it's interesting. I think what I discovered in the last few roles that I've done, I'm not trying, you know, I'm not trying to impress anyone, or I'm not trying to get the character right. I just show up and do the work. I've been doing it for a long time, so I just show up and do the work. And the response has been, oh, really good work. And I'm going like, well, what are you talking about? I'm just doing, you know, I'm just showing up and doing the work. And in fact, I did a short film this past spring. It's called To Grieve or Not to Grieve. It's a little half hour, you know, short film. And it's about people who have lost their spouses and are part of a grief group. My character is not part of the group. But there is one man who goes to the group. We have a cute meet in a park. He's being kind of a jerk. He goes to this group. A couple weeks later, he's back at the park. He's still kind of a jerk. But he's also had an epiphany. And so we have a conversation. And then we end up walking off together. Well, my character and his character, the actor's name is Donald Watson, we won in the Los Angeles Film Award as the best duo.
Oh, how cool is that? That's awesome.
So
a lot of that is the fact that you're more natural. You're like more natural at what you do. You're just yourself. That's awesome.
Right.
Marianne, we're out of time. We're out of time, but I didn't get a chance to ask you a bunch of stuff I wanted to ask you. Can you come back on?
I sure can.
Okay, will you hang on the line? Why don't you hang on the line, okay? I'll be right with you. Just hang on for a minute. Marianne Alda, her website, Marianne Alden. That's MarianneAlda. AlDa. Marianne Alda, actress as well as hypnotherapist as well as inspirational speaker. Marianne Alda on the Bright Side. Thanks so much for joining us, Marianne. And that's all the time we have for this evening. I'm Pharmacist Ben. We'll be back at you tomorrow evening, 6 p.m. Mountain Standard Time. Till then, have a wonderful, beautiful, awesome, spectacular Saturday evening. I'm Pharmacist Ben. We'll talk to you later, folks. Bye for now.
Ed Fuchs is a registered pharmacist who understands how important the B complex of vitamins is for maintaining a healthy heart. That's why he drinks Pollen Burst from Youngevity's complete line of nutritional supplements.
Pollen Burst has got the B vitamins in there, and the B vitamins are so fascinating because most people are going to be deficient in the B vitamins because they're rapidly processed out of food. And the B vitamins work on the brain, the heart, the skin, and the digestive system. When it comes to heart disease, we got 600,000 people in this country who die of heart disease every year. Some 64 million Americans have some form of heart disease. The B vitamins, a nickel's worth of B vitamins every day, is the most powerful nutritional way to protect yourself from heart disease.
To feed your heart the nutrients it needs for good health, order Youngevity's Pollen Burst by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.